Okay, we're in the Drusha Saran, in the Drush Hachi'i, the ninth Drusha, in the Masad Rav Kooks, around page Shin Lamed Hei. So last time we talked about the differences between Parshas Devarim and Parshas Vayeschanan. Parshas Devarim is Moshe giving rebuke, Musar, to the Jewish people, saying all the things they did wrong. And Parshas Vayeschanan is where Moshe is trying to make the Jewish people feel better and understand that they are so close to Hashem, and how the whole Parshas of Vayeschanan is to show how beloved the Jewish people are to Hashem. That's what he talked about last time. And, okay, so we're taking off Al Derech Zev. Al Derech Zev, Nistalik V'Nizbar Yisafik Achir. So, based on this general idea, we can explain another question. A very important question. V'hu, and that is, Shiyadua, it's known, She'atshuva mechaperes ha'kol avir shebetarav afilu al zadoneyem. Everybody knows that if a person sins, even the most horrible sin, you could always do tshuva. You could always repent. Even if you did it on purpose, it was a really bad avir, and you did it totally on purpose, you could always do tshuva. Hashem always accepts people's tshuva. V'chivin shekein, and since that's true, heyach efsher shloho ila lo tfilaso lemoshe sheyimchalo Hashem yisbarach alavono. How could it be that Hashem wouldn't forgive Moshe? Moshe hit the rock, he did a little sin, and Moshe davened so much. How could it be that Hashem didn't accept his tshuva? Even though it's true that Hashem deals with people who are very close to him with super strict justice, meaning if someone on a very high level does a little teeny chet, Hashem treats it like a big chet, because on that person's level, a little chet is the same as a low person doing a big chet. On a very high person's level, when they do a little chet, it's considered like a big sin. Okay, even though that's true, all that says is that if a big tzaddik does a little avera, it's treated like a serious avera of a regular person. Still, okay, so then, but if a low person does a really big avera, he can do tshuva, right? So then why can't a high person, a great tzaddik who does a little avera, tshuva should also help for him too? Imkachi amida, because if that were true, that the tzaddik could never do tshuva, nimtes omer shafilu olam abo lo yaspiku tzar v'yisur l'tzaddik echad. If so, then even olam abo, even if he got all the pain and suffering for a tzaddik, afilu al shkaga achas kala, even if he did a little shogig, did it by accident, even mean to, or what I'll say, he did it by accident, afilu shavala, even if he did tshuva, even on a shogig, it can't be. The rabbi's saying, it can't be that because a tzaddik does a little avera, even a shogig, and he could go to Gehenna, and all the bad things that happened to him, Hashem would never forgive a tzaddik. Impossible. Chalila lakel, the rabbi says, impossible. Rabbi Shmuel delineates that there are different types of kapara. If a person does a certain avera, they need certain things to get kapara. If a person did an asay, so they could do. If a person violated an asay, they could do tshuva and they're forgiven. If they did a los asay, so they need to suffer a little bit besides doing tshuva. Okay, so there's different levels of things you need for kapara. But everyone agrees that even the worst avera, that if you do tshuva and the person dies, let's say, it'll be a kapara. So, and it doesn't say not tzaddikim. So there should be a kapara. Moshe should have been able to get forgiveness. Even if you're going to say, well, Moshe did a different type of avera. Moshe did the avera of chilul Hashem, and chilul Hashem is the worst type of avera. That's true. Chilul Hashem is the worst avera. Moshe Amar Kasev Yan Lo Yaman to be like Sheni, and it's true that Moshe's avera was a bit of a chilul Hashem, as the pasuk says. Since you don't believe in me to sanctify me, of course on a very low level, but still it was for Moshe it was considered a certain amount of chilul Hashem. Even though that's true, Yiye Davar Tamish Lo Toel Tfilasov Eschusel Shemoshe Yuchal Hikonis Laretz. Still, even though you're right, even though the avera that Moshe did, let's say it was a chilul Hashem, a small chilul Hashem, big chilul Hashem, whatever it was, a chilul Hashem is true. That was the avera. But it's impossible that it would be surprising to say that Moshe's tefila and zchus should not have been enough to let him go into Israel. And you're right, Moshe needs to get something for his avera. He could have gotten something else. Moshe davened so much to get into Eretz Yisrael. Why can Hashem just have accepted his tshuva? And you're right, so Moshe had to suffer because he did an avera? Fine, he'll suffer some other way. Why would Hashem not listen to Moshe's super tfilos to try to get into Eretz Yisrael? Hashem seemingly would not forgive him and say, no, you did this, you have to get this punishment, there's nothing that can change that. So Chazal, we're concerned about this question as well. They explain to us what the true answer is. For who, and that is, Hashem is Baruch Malei Rachmim. Of course, Hashem is full of mercy. Ma'avir afilo ha'avonos ha'chamurim, and Hashem will forgive and take away even the most serious averos sheheim ben adam lamakum lavad. That's when you sin against Hashem. If you do the most serious sin against Hashem, even a chil Hashem, of course Hashem will forgive anyone. If they do tshuva and they get what they need to get, Hashem will forgive them. They may need to suffer to get complete atonement. That's possible, depending on the avera. But Hashem will forgive any avera if the person does tshuva. But if the person who needs to be forgiving is not just Hashem, but you, if your avera was to hurt someone else, and they also need to forgive you, that Hashem can't forgive, no matter what. In other words, because the person you hurt has to forgive you. That's what David had said when he wanted Hashem to forgive him. He said, "L'chal levadcha chatasi v'hara be'inecha asisi. I only sin to you, Hashem, so you can forgive me." B'kach birusha, that's what it means. It means Hashem can forgive an avera between man and God, but Hashem will not forgive an avera between man and his fellow man without that other person's forgiving you. Ulafikach amr Moshe liYisrael, and therefore Moshe said to Yisrael, "Vayisaber Hashem bila ma'anchem." That's why Moshe said to the Jewish people, "Hashem got angry at me for you." Laharis lehem milas kalalam is again the same theme that Hashem wanted. That Moshe was trying to show them how beloved they are in Hashem's eyes. Laharis lehem milas kalalam etalamakum, to show how great they were before Hashem. Sherehu chatal Hashem isberach. Because Moshe sinned to Hashem, v'hir balcheto kamatfilos zachanunim below nana, and he davened so much and he tried to do tshuva and he still wasn't answered. V'yisasib, and what was the reason Hashem wouldn't accept his tfilos? Mipnei sheba bichlal cheto zilzu bichvodim shel Yisrael. Because part of the aver that Moshe did had to do with getting angry at the Jewish people, and that's the part that Hashem would not forgive. V'af pishloya ikr cheto akacha, even though Moshe's main sin was not getting angry. His main sin was hitting the rock instead of talking to the rock, which caused caused the Chilul Hashem, in that the water didn't come out right away, and it might have looked a little bit like a trick instead of being a big nace. So that was the main avera was the hitting the rock. But part of the avera was that Moshe got angry at the Jewish people when he shouldn't have gotten angry, and that's the part Hashem wouldn't forgive. Ra Hashem Yisbarach ki lo hayaroi limchalo b'shem panim. So because part of the avera that Moshe did had to do with a lowering of the Jewish people's honor, so Hashem said, "I'm not going to forgive you no matter what." Kidei sheyehei dugma ladoros, so that this should be an example for all future generations. Sheyachmir adam alatzmo shelahakul b'chvod haklal, that a person should never be careless with the honor of the masses. When it comes to the honor of the Jewish people, a person has to be very, very careful. Because the Jewish people as a whole are on a much higher level than their individual parts. Right? When it comes to a rabbim, as the Ran is going to explain, 1 + 1 = 2, 1 + 1 = 3. When you have mass, a group of Jewish people, when you have the Jewish people as a whole, they are greater than the sum of their parts. Moshe already hinted this to the Jewish people in this parsha. V'amren, he says, Vaneshev Bagai, this is in Vaischanan, it says, Vaneshev Bagai, Mul Beis Pa'or. It says, we were in the valley next to Beis Pa'or, the Avodah Zarah of Pa'or. V'doshu bo rabbisino zal b'sifri, and the Chazal make a drasha. There's a medrash in the Sifri. It says, Amr Lahem, the drasha in the Sifri, Amr Lahem, Ru kama b'ni, look at what the difference is between me and you. Me, meaning Moshe is talking to the Jewish people. See the difference between me and you people. I daven so much to Hashem to forgive me. And Hashem made a gzera that I will not go into Eretz Yisrael. But you Jewish people, you angered Hashem in the desert for 40 years. As the pasuk says, that Hashem was angry at the Jewish people for 40 years. Not only that, your gedolim, right, it was from the head of Shevet Shimon, right? Your gedolim are bow down to Por, va'ata Yisrael, and yet the pasuk continues, right? That pasuk says Vaneshev Bagayim will base Por, and the next pasuk is va'ata Yisrael. Starts off with the words, and now Yisrael. Now Yisrael is into the Mishpatim, but the next pasuk after Por says va'ata Yisrael. So even though Vaneshev Bagayim will base Por, Moshe was hinting to them, even though you people did averus in your even the gedolim amongst you worship Por, still the pasuk says v'ata Yisrael, now Yisrael, hare atem chadashim, it's like you're new, kvar mocho lachem l'shavar, Hashem already forgave you for your averus. So Moshe is trying to show the Jewish people how great they are. You people, this, so many averus were done, and Hashem forgive you already. I did one aver and Hashem doesn't forgive me. So the Sefri is explaining that which Moshe said to them, Vaneshev Bagai, that we sat in the valley, he's not trying to give them Musr that they did Averus by sinning with the Baal Por, because that's not what Vaeschanan's about. That the Musr of why'd you do, remember you guys do Averus as a form of rebuke, that was said in Parshas Devarim. Ba'omro, when it said in Dvarim, Bamidbar Ba'arava, that was a hint to that. When the pasuk said Bamidbar, in Midbar you sinned, and Ba'arava, which is a hint to Arvos Moav, where they sinned with the Baal Por. Aval Bo Kan Laharis Lam Gudulasa, but in Vaeschanan, Moshe is trying to show them how great they are. Shem Heyosh, Gdaleim, Chatu, B'davar Atzam, even though they're great ones, the leaders of their people sinned with a huge Avera, with Avodah Zarah, with the Baal Por. They're still, the Jewish people as a whole, are more beloved to Hashem than Moshe is on his own. And this is because the masses get a higher level together, that you can't get with the individuals alone. The Jewish people as one whole reach a higher level. Like we see in many physical things, that when you put different parts together, they can do more than when they're alone. And therefore we see the Chazal were very into being careful with the honor of the Rabbim, the masses. And Chazal said, if you want the Shekhinah to rest with you, there needs to be a certain amount of Jews around. Not one, it's whatever the number is, it has to be a certain mass for the Shekhinah to dwell. The one we're most famous with, of course, is 10. That's why we need 10 people for a minyan, so that the Shekhinah should be there. But there are other numbers brought in Chazal, like it says in Yevamos, Shuvah Hashem Rivavos Alpha Yisrael. That the pasuk says that, like we say in Davening, Melamed Shein Hashchina Shara B'Pachos Mishtei Rivos Alpha Yisrael. Right, we say it in Vnucha Yomar, that pasuk. But so Chazal learned that Hashem's Shechina doesn't rest less than two rivavos and two, right, to 22,000. Kedisa, so it has to be 22,000 Jews. There's different numbers given. We find that Chazal give different numbers that you need for the Shechina to rest on, to rest with the people there. We're always enjoined, we're always asked to have the masses with us, to bring in even sinners. Doesn't matter, because once we're all together as a unit, we reach a high level, and the Shekhinah is willing to dwell with us. And I already explained in other places why this is. But the point is that when you have a group of people together, you can have one person, they daven amazing, right? They're a big tzaddik and they daven amazingly. The Shekhinah doesn't rest till there are 10 Jews there. Because when you have a massive group of Yidden, so that's always a higher level. Okay, now the Ran says, I want to tell you a chiddush. I want to tell you something new that I invented, I thought of. Vahu, and that is, says the Ran, Shanu Royim Shekam Bidvar Machomri Magasim. The Ran always, prefaces things. So he's now explaining to you, stepping back. We know, even in physical things, Himshech Hashem Yisbarach B'chachma, so Hashem with His wisdom set up the world. Sidurim u'mitzuyim hadragos rabos kedei sheyashir akol b'sidur mesukun miskariv k'tzaso k'tzaso. So that things should be able to connect to each other, even opposite things. Hashem set up the world with different levels. What he means to say, he doesn't give an example, but we'll read what he says. But he doesn't give a concrete example. Well, let's read what he says, what he means by that. K'mosh ne'emar b'derech mashal, like you could say as an example, sha'chomer ha'yoser dak, einu nikshar b'chomer ha'yoser av. If you have something that's has a very is very light or slight, and you have something very thick, they don't connect well. Aval ha'yoser dak nikshar mashu pachos dak mimenu. Aval hudak. If you have something light and thin, it can connect with something a little bit thicker than it, but it's still thin. And that's the way it'll continue until you get something fat. In other words, the pirish here on the bottom, the Moseder of Cook, is his own example. If you're trying to tie ropes together, so if you take you want to take a metal piece of a metal type thread and tie it with a bar, obviously it's, you know, it doesn't work. But if you take a thin thread and take something a little bit not so thin, but still thin, you could wrap those two together and then go on to the next level till you get fatter, and they can connect. The point is, Hashem set up the world that things can connect because everything is on a slightly different level, and if you want to connect opposites, you go through stages. If you want to connect something thin to something super thick, so you have to go in stages because the thin thing won't really connect well to the super thick thing, so you go in stages connecting the thin thing to the thing that's a little bit less thin till you get to where you need to go. Okay. We're going to get to the point here in a second. And if Hashem did that with things in this world, which are basically all the same, they're in the same general categories in some level. So certainly you're going to have some kind of way to connect things that are even less connected than physical things. Things that are only connected by name. What does he mean by that? It means humanity and God. If for something thin to connect for something thick, it needs to go in stages. So certainly for anything physical to connect to Hashem, there should be gradations. It shouldn't be possible for something physical to connect to something spiritual when there's no connection at all between those things except Pshit of Hashem, by using the same words, meaning you could say Hashem hears. Hashem doesn't actually hear. We're just borrowing the same term. We share the same terms, in a sense, with Hashem, but Hashem's not actually hearing. There's no connection between the physical and the spiritual at all. So one would think, therefore, that to connect to God through Nevuah, say, you can't just connect to God straight. You should need some ways of working, you know, connecting in stages to get even something close to that. So since Hashem wanted there to be a thing called prophecy, where Hashem would give Nevuah, which is a way of connecting to Hashem, it has to be, therefore, that there's all these levels that one would have to get to connect yourself up the chain so you could have something called Nevuah. Vimlokin, if that wouldn't be true, if that wouldn't be true, if it's just a physical person, just boom, connect to Hashem, it's impossible to understand. It's harder to understand that. It's harder to understand that concept than to pretend that if someone goes to the sun without anything in between him and the sun, it's a sun which is much bigger than planet Earth, that a person's going to go up to the sun, touch it, and a person will go up and touch the sun, and then their eyes will get better, they'll see well, they'll get all nice and warm. Makes no sense. You can't be so removed from that and expect not to be completely burnt up and consumed by the sun. That's easier to understand. If you can't understand that, how can you understand connecting to Hashem, which is totally not physical? It's true, however, it's true that someone on a higher level will need less things in between him and the spiritual, because he's already on a higher level. So someone's on a a lower level, we need more things to notch up to getting nevuah. V'zeh shiramas Moshe parsha zu. This is what Moshe was hinting to in this parsha. It says, "Vatikrivun elai v'tamdun tachas ahar v'ahar ba'ur ba'esh adle v'shamayim choshech anan v'arafel." The Moshe describing Maimon Har Sinai when we received the Torah in Har Sinai. He says, and there was this choshech anan v'arafel. There was the mountain was burning up to the heavens, and there was darkness, clouds, and arafel. Ubo elu shalosh hamilos, three words of choshech anan v'arafel, that there was darkness, clouds, and more darkness. Lahodiyam shemitzad rov hashefa shahaya b'mayim eru anichpad. This was to tell the Jewish people that because of the great level of connection we had to Hashem at Mayim Har Sinai, every Jew at Har Sinai was a navi. Every Jew got nevuah. Shehischayim mitzad choshashim shiyeh Hashem imtayim rabim migufim notim alaovi. So in order to notch up, to be able to connect to Hashem, to get that nevuah of the Sinas HaTorah. So when Hashem gave us the Torah, He was speaking to us. So to reach that level, to connect Hashem in that way, so that all the Jewish people were there, the good ones and the not as great ones. So they needed things in the way, things to help them move up the ladder, to go through certain things. And that was the Choshech Anan V'Arafel, whatever those things mean. There were three things they had to go through to connect to God. Zeh Mashpir Shvamer Choshech Anan V'Arafel. So this, saying the three things, was to say they needed a lot of stuff in between them. So what exactly this darkness refers to is a little hard to explain and understand, but it's a something physical, not just the absence of light. That was this whole, whatever these things were, Choshech Anan V'Arafel, that were not quite so physical, but still physical, these were necessary for the Jewish people as a whole. Lo b'shvil Moshe. Moshe didn't need all those three things. Ki meyosha kasher yehayu medab Hashem yizbarach in Moshe hayu b'nei ha'mamud anan. That when Moshe spoke to Hashem, there was this amud anan, there was anan, this cloud. K'mosh yirah mipshat ha'kosev, like the Pasuk says, v'hayah kevo Moshe ha'ohela, yirid amud ha'anan, v'amad pesach olmi dibri Moshe. When Moshe would go speak to Hashem, there was always this anan, this cloud. V'rma Moshe v'aron b'kohana v'shmuel b'karei shemo, k'orim al Hashem b'huya anim. Moshe and Aaron and Shmuel, when they called to Hashem, and Hashem would respond to them, ba'amud anan yidaber alihem. Moshe would speak to them, Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel, with Amud Anan. Shinirim is Asherov Dibur of Moshe Hayab Amud Anan. So it seems that when Hashem spoke to Moshe is with this Anan. So he didn't need Choshech Anan V'Arafel, he just needed Anan, just needed the cloud. Amnam Gam Shinemar Shir Kane, even though if we're going to say that, the Yia Oso Haim Tzais of whatever that cloud was, it wasn't something, wasn't a thick, whatever the thick is not quite the word in English we'd want to describe it, it wasn't so physical. It wasn't as physical as the Choshech Anan V'Arafel. The only reason the Jewish people needed Choshech Anan V'Arafel is because they were on a much lower level than Moshe, and therefore to connect to Hashem, they couldn't just go straight. So they had to have something in between them that they could go through to connect to Hashem. That was this Choshech Anan V'Arafel, whatever that was. Okay, we're going to stop here and continue next week with this stuff.